Nasheed night, Nasheed's fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel Recite with me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today another two beautiful brothers, we have got our Naat Khan brothers. There is so much to learn from this program. We will be doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be doing dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Not only we'll be listening beautiful Naats, Nasheeds, Hamd, inshallah we'll also try to understand what actually it means for English viewers, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But before we proceed towards our program, let's make a few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, and inshallah we'll be reciting, listening, Naat, we'll be explaining Naat and Hamd, inshallah. We make this intention, we'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You're watching this program, you can watch with the intention that you will be inshallah participating in the dhikr of Allah and His Habib alayhi salatu wa tasneem. From start till end, inshallah azza wa jal, you will recite wherever possible. Ask your family members, especially youngsters, everyone, come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program, because you're going to love it inshallah. Beautiful kalams we've selected for you inshallah azza wa jal today. Respected viewers, first of all I would like to just mention this very segment, which is complete the couplet. Let's go towards the first segment, which is complete the couplet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Respected viewers, today in this very segment we've got a first verse of this couplet, which is Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye. And what is the next verse of this couplet? I've got in my panel today Brother Arsalan Attari and Brother Amir Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Good. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we'll be listening now from you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Amir bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. I hope inshallah you both will be reciting wonderful kalams in your beautiful voices, inshallah. Now, at the start, I would like to request Brother Amir, if you could inshallah start with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
La ilaha
بس تنہا ہے اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے حق لا الہ الا اللہ ہوتا کئی اللہ کیسے رہتے عرض و سبا ایک نہ ہوتا کئی اللہ کیسے رہتے عرض و سبا ہوتا نہ ایک محتاج کا کس لیے یہ اس سے ملتا پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ لا بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا اس کا مستانہ کون چکورے کا جانا نا پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھو لا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ میں ہوں بندہ وہ مولا کون ہے اپنا اس کے سوا میں ہوں بندہ کے سوا میں ہوں اس کا وہ ہے میرا جس نے بنایا اور پالا حق لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ مولا دل کا سنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جلا مولا دل کا سنگ پاس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Sham, we were listening beautiful hamd, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mentioned. And in this beautiful hamd, what has been said is regarding the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Like a mustahiq ibadat is the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who is wahid, who is yakta, who is alone, one. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one who listens everyone, and there is no one like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then another beautiful rational way of reasoning what has been said in this beautiful kalam, that ek na hota gar Allah kaise rehte arzo sama. This is a rational reasoning which has been given there, right? Even in this dunya, respective views of Madani Sharif, there are two partners, right, and they share something, then the decision is divided between the two, right? And then one cannot take the decision on his own, on his alone. So this is another rational reasoning which is given there. If there were two gods, right, then there would have been dispute in decision making, right? So this is the reason there. Another beautiful way of explaining that the zaat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is only one, and that is Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then further, how beautifully it has been said, main hu banda wo maula kaun hai apna iske siwa, that the poet is just surrendering, he is showing idz in kisari, he is showing humbleness, subhanallah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am the slave and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is my ilah, my master, my maula, and there is no one except him who I can go to, ask from. It is the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is my sustainer. Right? Allahu Akbar. Main hu uska, wo hai mera. I am his and he is mine. Jisne banaya aur pala. He created me. He is my creator and he is my sustainer. Allahu Akbar. This is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Amanna bi rasulillah. This is the zaat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then further, Maula dil ka zang chuda, qalb-e nuri paaye jila. This is another beautiful dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Poet is saying, oh Allah, my heart is rusted. May it be cleaned and clear, crystal clear like a mirror. It shines like a mirror. And then in this mirror, may the name of yours reflect, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye kalma. Which kalma? The statement of faith. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship but Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And this is the hamd, this is the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which has been mentioned in this beautiful kalam, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was described in this beautiful kalam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we have got this aqeedah of tawheed. When we live with this aqeedah and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we die with this aqeedah of tawheed. Ameen. Bijahim Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respective views, inshallah, will include one naat. Khuda ka zikr kare, zikr Mustafa na kare. Khuda ka zikr kare, zikr Mustafa na kare. Hamare muh mein ho aisi اپنی زبان زبودا نہ کریں، خدا کا ذکر کریں ذکر مصطفیٰ نہ کریں، ہمارے منہ میں ہو ایسی زبان خدا نہ کرے. مے وی ڈو ذکر آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ایٹ دی سیم ٹائم ذکر آف مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام ٹو، بیکاز ان دس اسٹیٹمنٹ آف فیتھ اٹ سیز لا الہ الا اللہ دین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ has kept the dhikr of Mustafa with his own dhikr, and inshallah we'll be now doing the dhikr of Mustafa, we'll be doing the praise of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim inshallah. Arslan bhai, if you could please recite.
کشف دو جانب جمال ہی حسنت جمیع خصالہ صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ بولو صلو علیہ وآلہ. وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے دور ہے یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ. میں نثار تیرے کلام پر جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ. خدا خدا کا یہی ہے در مکر بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر مکر جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو ہاں جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ. تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے عرب کے بڑے بڑے تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے آقا تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے عرب کے بڑے بڑے کوئی جان منہ میں زبان نہیں کوئی جان میں منہ میں زبان نہیں نہیں بلکہ جسم میں جان نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ. سر عرش پر ہے تیری گزر دل فرش پر ہے تیری نظر سر عرش پر ہے تیری گزر دل فرش پر ہے تیری نظر ملکوت و ملک میں کوئی شے ملکوت و ملک میں
بلغ الغلام کمال کشف دو جا بے جمال حسن جمیع و خصال صلو علیہ و آلہ
Beautiful Kalam of Allah, Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman. This was recited, subhanallah. Few couplets for your understanding, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. وَقَمَالِ حُسْنِ حُضُورِ هَيْ وَقَمَالِ حُسْنِ حُضُورِ هَيْ کہ گمانِ نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں نہیں سبحانallah. It has been mentioned here by Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, so perfectly splendid it is my beloved Nabi's beauty. The beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is being described without room for any faults. He is undoubtedly flawless. There is no fault in the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, let alone to talk about the faults, even the thought. There is not a possibility, there is no room for any fault, even think about it, any guman for it. Guman naqs jahan nahi. The thought of the fault is not present. There is no room for that even. This is the perfection of the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is only this flower which is completely thornless. It is only this flame which is completely smokeless. You see, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that he's talking about the climax of the beauty of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The kamal, the climax, the peak of the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, in which there is not even a possibility, room for thinking of any fault. This is what he says. Then he justifies, gives the reason, and how beautiful metaphors he uses to describe the beauty of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is flawless. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's beauty is such flower which has no thorn with it. Normally flowers come with thorns, but this is such a flower which has no thorns with it. And then he says, this is such a candle, subhanallah, a flame which does not have any smoke with it. Normally, candle, the flame comes with the smoke, okay? There is the brightness in it, there is light in the candle, but it comes with a fault, there is a smoke with it. Beautiful flower, it attracts people towards, but it has thorns with it, still has some sort of fault in it. But the beauty of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is such that there is no fault in it, even not a guman of naqs is there, not even a thought of any flaw is there in the perfect beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When ikroze Jibreel se kehne lage shahe umam tumne to dekhe hain jahan batlao to kaise hum ruhul ameen kehne lage ae mahjabin teri qasam afa kaha gardi dam mehre butan warzi dam bisyar khuban di dam lekin tu cheeze digari Allahu akbar. Yahi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paya تجھے یک نے یک بنایا. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی is one and he has created his beloved also one and there is no other one like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is the ذات of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا, یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا. کونین بنائے گئے سرکار کی خاطر, کونین کی خاطر تجھے سرکار بنایا. اللہ کرم میرے بھی ویرانہ دل پر, صحرا کو تیرے حسن نے گلزار بنایا. وین سبحان اللہ تاجدار گولا پیر مہر علی شاہ رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ talks about the beauty of سیدنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He says سبحان اللہ ما اجملکا ما احسنکا ما اکملکا, کتھے مہر علی کتھے تیری ثنا. He writes گستاخ, but I with respect say مشتاق اکھیں کتھے جا لنیا. This is the beauty of مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاة والسلام. اللہ اکبر. Where حسان بن ثابت رضی اللہ تعالی عن صحابی رسول, when he picks up the pen and writes the beauty of رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, he says واجمل منک لم تر قط عینی واکمل منک لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرئا من کل عیب کانک قد خلقت کما تشاء. So this flawless beauty which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is describing, he has not said it from his own, whereas Sahabi Rasul has written Allahu Akbar khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin. Sahabi Rasul said ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you have been created flawless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you flawless. No eye has seen like you ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No woman has given birth to any child like you ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You've been created as if you wished to be created. This is the ذات of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah Hazrat alayhi rahma says tere aage yun hain dabe lache fusaha arab ke bade bade. Koi jaan hai muh mein zuban nahi nahi balki jism mein jaan nahi. Before you the most eloquent and fluent of Arabs are left iman upon the risalat of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal will now include another beautiful kalam which is one of my favorites, and again you can say this is one of the very very well received, well accepted and very famous kalam of Mawlana Abdul Rahman Jami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. What a wonderful kalam it is in Persian. Inshallah brother will recite, we'll see what actually it talks about in English too afterwards. Let's listen with the ease of your heart. What a wonderful kalam it is. Inshallah you will love it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فرسودا جا پارا زہجرا یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم مردہ آوارا زیسیا یا رسول اللہ جو سوئے مل گزر آری من مسیح لیز ناداری جو سوئے ناداری فدائے نقش نالنت پونم جا یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالنت پونم
پونم جا یا رسول اللہ سے جا زنجیر تو دبستم نمی گویم کے ملحستم سخدا یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے ملحستم سخدا یا رسول اللہ سیا شد روز سیانم ذکر دا خیش حیرانم سیا شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ جو بازو شفاعت را کشائی بے گناہ گارا جو بازو شفاعت را کشائی بے گناہ گارا مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پج مردہ آبارا زیسیا یا رسول اللہ.
What a beautiful Quran. Sheikh Abdurrahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says, tanam farsuda jaan para zehijra ya rasulullah dilam pashmurda awara zehisya ya rasulullah. O Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my body has weakened and my soul has shattered due to separation. O Allah's messenger, due to my sins my heart is numb and straying towards destruction. Chusuwe man gudar hari mane miskeez nadari fidhai nakshe nalainat kunam ja ya rasulullah. Were you to pass by me, the poor one, be hapless, O Allah's messenger, I would sacrifice my life upon the print of your blessed sandals ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جام حب تو مستم پزنجیرے تو دل پستم نمی گویم کہ من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ. I entranced by the drink of your love, my heart is chained to you. But O Allah's messenger, I do not claim that I hold mastery to truly praise you ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zikr da khaish hairanam siyah shud rooz isyanam pashaymanam pashaymanam pashayman ya Rasulullah. My misdeeds have left me dazed, and due to my sins the days have darkened. I am regretful, I am remorseful. O Allah's messenger, I am ashamed یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چو بازوے شفاعت را کشائی بر گناہ گارا مکن محروم جامی را مکن محروم جامی را مکن محروم جامی را درا یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم when you extend your hands and spread them upon the sinners for intercession O Allah's messenger do not deprive Jami of it on the day of resurrection. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. These are the beautiful verses written by Shaykh Abdul Rahman Jami. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we also recite it and enjoy the ikhlas, the sincerity, what he has written in this. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now we will include one or more kalam in our program. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And we will make dua. And this is such a beautiful kalam of Allah Hazrat, inshallah, which we are going to include. Which is a kind of dua in which dua is made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but wasila of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is asked. How beautifully Al Hazrat has penned this. Let's listen from Brother As-Salam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya ilahi
زبان با ہرا
شہجو عطا کا ساتھ ہو صاحب کوثر شہجو عطا کا ساتھ ہو
Inshallah, we will listen what is the translation of these couplets which have been recited. But now, inshallah, first we'll include one segment in our program, which is Qasida Burda. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
New sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Yes, respected viewers, today the verses which we have selected for our program today from Qasida Burda, Muhammadun Sayyidul Kaunain wa Thaqalain wal Fariqain min Urubin wa min Ajami. In this, Imam Bosiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has said, the master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all. This is the meaning of this beautiful verse written by Imam Bosiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kulli himi. Inshallah, isi ka ek do shair isi ke padh de qasida murda ke inshallah ye do ashar.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibi
الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو. اعلیٰ حضرت شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن, how beautifully he is saying, oh Allah, at every place. First of all he says, at every place may your endless bounty be with me. This is the prayer he makes. Then he says, in times of difficulty, may the king of the destroyer of difficulty, mushkil kusha ka saath ho, be with me. Now, this is the beauty of this kalam, that first Allah has described that, Ya Allah, I need the assistance, madad of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at every place, right, through your granted ability. But then, what are the places? Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wants the madad of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, wasila of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Then he, in each and every couplet, mentions that very place or places where he is in need of the assistance of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. He says, Ya ilahi bhool jau naz'aki takleef ko. Ya ilahi bhool jau naz'aki takleef ko. Shadiye didare husme Mustafa ka saath. Oh Allah, may I forget the agony of the removal of the soul. May the joy of seeing the beauty of the chosen one be with me. Then he says, Ya ilahi gore tira ki jabai sakhtarat, unke pyare muh ki subhe jaan fiza ka saath ho. Oh Allah, when the difficult night in the dark grave commences, may the life-giving bright morning of his lovely face be with me. Ya ilahi jab zabane bahir aayen pyaas se, sahibe kawthar shahe judo ata ka saath ho. Oh Allah, when the tongues hang out dry with thirst, may the owner of kawthar the king of generosity and bestowals be with me. Ya ilahi garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke badan damane mahboob ki thandi hawa ka saath ho. O Allah, when the bodies flare up with the heat of the plains of resurrection, may the cool breeze from the folds of the beloved be with me. Look at the places where Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is in need of the assistance of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya ilahi rang lai jab meri bebaqiyan. Ya ilahi rang lai jab meri bebaqiyan. Unki neechi neechi nazaron ki haya ka saath ho. O Allah, when my reckless deeds bring forth their outcome, may the modesty of his shy low gazes be with me. Ya ilahi jab raza khabe giran se sar uthaye. Ya ilahi jab raza khabe giran se sar uthaye. Daulate bedar ishq mustafa ka saath ho. O Allah, when raza raises his head from the deep sleep, may the fully awake treasure the love of the chosen one be with me. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. What a beautiful kalam. What a beautiful subhanallah usloob and way of asking and requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wasila of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, at these terrible and difficult places. Anas has asked. May Allah Ta'ala accept these du'as in our haq too. Ameen. Now inshallah we'll go to our Naat Khan brothers. Alhamdulillah, today we have done in Urdu Kalam, Persian Kalam, now Punjabi Kalam. English is also there. So this Nasheed night has got four different languages going on, mashallah.
Jisne Madine Jaana Kar Lo Tayyariya.
Next kalam.
بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا چشم و دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا چشم و دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا آئے تقدیر کے تیبا مجھے جانے نہ دیا تقدیر کے تیبا مجھے جانے نہ دیا نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا تھک جاتے اگر پاؤ بناتا سر کو پاؤ تھک جاتے اگر پاؤ بناتا سر کو سر کے بل جاتا مگر ذوق نے جانے نہ دیا سر کے بل جاتا مگر ذوق نے جانے نہ دیا بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا اب کہاں جائے کنکشا تیرا میرے دل سے اب کہاں جائے کنکشا تیرا میرے دل سے تہ میں رکھا ہے اسے دل گمانے نہ دیا میرا کھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا نفس بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی نفس بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی عمل لینے کے بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا عمل لینے کے بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا پہ جانے نہ دیا میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا میں تو جا جا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا
چمکتی سی غزل کو چمکتی سی غزل کو پڑھو رے نوری رنگ
اپنا بھی جم لے شورا لے ندیا رب جا بھی جم لے شورا لے ندیا وقت خوفتانے مجھے روز پہ جانے ندیا چشم و دل سینے گلے جیسے لگانے ندیا چشم و دل سینے گلے جیسے لگانے ندیا بخت خوفتانے مجھے روز پہ جانے ندیا.
This is beautiful kalam, subhanallah. Bakht-e khufta ne mujhe rauze pe jaane na diya. Bakht-e khufta, what is that? This is the metaphorically saying that the fate, one's fate which is sleeping, you can say. Allahu Akbar, he says, because of my fate, because of my taqdeer, okay, I have not been able to make my way to Madinatul Nabi. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Aa qismat mujhe dunya ke ghamon ne roka. Hai taqdeer ke taiba mujhe jaane na diya. Worries of these worlds have stopped me, have become hurdle for me to go to Madinatul Nabi. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Alas, this my fate has not allowed me to visit Madinatul Nabi. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Pao tak jaate agar pao banata sar ko. I wish that if I could have made my head as a feet to walk in the streets of Madinatul Nabi, but it due to my weak and feeble body I've not been able to do so. Allahu Akbar. And then further he says, sar to sar جان سے جانے کی مجھے حسرت ہے, موت نے ہائے مجھے جان سے جانے نہ دیا. Okay, and then he talks to himself, you're talking about your had to make it a foot or feet. Allahu Akbar, I want to even sacrifice my life upon the feet of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, but alas, I was not able to die in Madinatul Nabi. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And then further he says, mere aamal ka badla to jahannam hi tha. Mere aamal ka badla to jahannam hi tha. Main to jata mujhe sarkar ne jaane na diya. Main to jata mujhe sarkar ne jaane na diya. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari. Wah wah. Subhanallah. Respect viewers of Madini channel. Yes, this is the zaat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will have this permission from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shafa'ati kubra will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He will do our intercession insha'Allah azza wa jal, intercession of us sinners like us insha'Allah azza wa jal, who are in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are devotees of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam insha'Allah azza wa jal. Today we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we should follow the commandments of Quran and Ahadith and sayings of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Fulfill fara'id and wajibat. And whatever is due upon us, being a Muslim, we should follow that. We should love sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Inshallah, azza wa jal, tomorrow we'll get the intercession, shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Because ham Rasulullah ke, jannat Rasulullah ki. Inshallah, azza wa jal, this jannah is the proper of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whomsoever he wishes, he can grant that. And inshallah, through the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will enter Jannah inshallah azza wa jal. Mere a'mal ka badla to jahannam hi tha. No doubt, the sins I've committed throughout my life, I deserve to enter into hellfire. But it is the karam, it is the blessing, it is the fadl of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. It is the mercy of rahmat that he did not let me enter in Jannah, and through his shafa'ah he saved me and I got salvation on the Day of Judgment. This is what is saying. And what a beautiful couplet I would like to just end this program on. نفس بدکار نے دل پہ یہ قیامت توڑی, عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا. Allahu Akbar. This is the edge he is saying, that any good deed we do, we tend to just tell others, we would like to propagate it, we try to just advertise that. This should not be the case. Okay, whatever amal nek we do, we should hide it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this is the true path and way of awliyaullah. That's all for today. Alhamdulillah, today you heard Arabic, you heard Persian, you heard Punjabi, you heard Urdu, and alhamdulillah, also explanation in English. Five different languages were there in this Nasheed night. I hope you must have enjoyed. At the end, what is the right answer of complete a couplet? That's on the screen. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. That's all for today. Time is up. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.